So let's talk a little bit about provincial budget, which was handed down this week, which is a bit of a different kind of budget than we've seen in the past. One that will see us by next year borrowing just to fund day-to-day operations. But I think the idea is with the low oil prices, let's invest in infrastructure, go into debt a little bit here, invest for our future so that when things rebound, we'll be in a much better shape rather than just slashing services across the board.
I think the way I liked it framed this week is that it's more about getting your house in order in a tough time than burning it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a $6.1 billion deficit this year. And what I found interesting is that $6.1 billion is the difference in oil and gas revenue between last year and this year based solely upon the change in the price.
Interesting.
Per barrel.
Wow.
And the idea being politically, and this was what the election was about, we need to...
Yeah,
we've
got to diversify a little
bit. We need to wean ourselves off of it.
So what does it mean for the Bow Valley? What are some of the local implications of things that were announced?
One important area of funding that was restored that was promised in the election is education. Canadian Rockies Public Schools, our public school board, has always been challenged, as long as I can remember, with sustainable funding, enrollment funding, and with cuts to funding. And so they were facing significant cuts with the changes that were proposed under Jim Prentice. Now funding restored, which is kind of a sigh of relief. However, it does absolutely nothing to change the underlying issue. The entire funding structure for education is flawed. When everything is based upon your per student numbers, and you live in a place like Canmore and Banff, I mean, we saw 8 years straight of declining enrollment. However, we still had the same size schools. Our teachers are long-term experienced teachers. This is a good thing. However, that makes them at the higher end of the pay scale. Yeah.
FCSS is another area that was mentioned in the budget.
$101 million for FCSS this year, in addition to their regular funding. FCSS has, for 10 years, not seen any increases to their funding from the province. And it's a provincial-municipal partnership. Both Canmore and Banff have FCSS offices. And without even changes for inflation or cost of living or anything like that, how do these departments continue to expand or provide new services? So this is really great news.
The announcement that came down earlier was flood funding for Elbow River, areas around Calgary and Springbank. I didn't see anything about the flood mitigation project proposed for Cougar Creek.
I don't think that the funding grant program that Canmore's looking to is this year. It's next year.
Okay.
But Town of Canmore, it has met with the new government department. You know, out of the $40 million price tag on the debris flood retention structure, $11 million is still needed in funding from the province. And the other area of flood funding that has seen zero love is Exshaw. And there seems to be absolutely no recognition of that at the provincial level. And let's hope the NDP government changes that.